Hello there. One of the exciting stories of the Bible is back in 1 Samuel. David and his men were hiding in a cave. They knew that Saul had 3,000 chosen men out there looking for them. The cave was large and had many tunnels off to the side. Suddenly, a man appeared at the door of the cave. It was King Saul.
Men, I'm going to rest a while. It's cool in here. I'll join you in camp.
Soon Saul was sound asleep. David and his men quietly watched from the sides of the cave. This is your chance, David. As the Lord said, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand. David crept quietly towards Saul and gently cut off a piece of Saul's robe. Then he rejoined his men. They were not happy with him. It was hard on them to be hunted down by Saul, and this was a chance to kill Saul and take off the pressure. But David said,
the Lord would not be happy with me if I killed Saul. He's God's anointed. It's not right to harm the Lord's anointed.
After a long time, Saul awoke and left the cave. David followed after him and called to him from a high rock.
Ho there, my lord and king! Are you still believing that I am trying to hurt you? I could have killed you while you slept in the cave today. Look, I have a piece of your robe. Now you can know that I have no evil plan against you. I will not harm the Lord's anointed. What are you looking for out here? A dead dog or a flea?
Oh, my son, you are more worthy than I am. Today you have shown me how godly you are. May the Lord reward you for the good you have done. Now I know that you will be king over Israel.
What did David have that was so special? He loved God with all of his heart. The Bible says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus went to the cross to take the punishment for our sins in our place, so you could be forgiven and given everlasting life. Just open your heart and ask him in. If you want to take this Savior, just pray right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and make me clean. Thank you for your love and for giving me everlasting life. Amen.